This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, we're going to talk about rhythm and blues today. I'm looking forward to that.
It's a great topic, and this is an annual event, and this could be a lot of fun.
Second annual Rhythm and Brews, so this is going to be a great event. So we're joined this morning by Sarah Poland. She's the Director of Marketing and Community Events at Heritage Sandy Springs. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. I appreciate you making time. Got a big event this weekend, so I'm really excited that you're giving us some time to join us, so appreciate that. Before we get into Rhythm and Brews, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background, but then give us an overview also of Heritage Sandy Springs. What are you out there doing?
Well, I am originally from Illinois, not Chicago. I have been in Atlanta for 12 years now, and I've actually been with Heritage Sandy Springs for a little over five. So Heritage Sandy Springs is a local community nonprofit. We are coming up on our 32nd year. We do a lot of things for the community, programs, community events. We have a museum on site. We definitely have a history initiative. We were actually formed back in the day to save the original Sandy Springs, for which the city is named. So kind of grew out of a grassroots effort from some local citizens and have become a large community nonprofit.
Very cool. Very cool.
That's really, really interesting. I had no idea, but let's talk a little bit about your upcoming event.
Yes.
It's the annual Rhythm and Brews Festival.
Yes. So this is the second year that we have done the event in this fashion. So we do have a very popular summer concert series on Sunday nights that's celebrating 21 years this year. And a few years ago, we introduced a weeknight series to focus a little more on local original music. And last year, we combined that idea with a previous event that we had had, which was a beer fest. And we kind of morphed them into one called Rhythm and Brews. So it's a community celebration of local bands and local beers.
Ooh, I like that.
Is there any better combination than music and beer? That sounds like great fun. And I love how it evolved into that. So talk about those musical acts a bit.
Yes.
Who should we be expecting to hear?
So we've got five bands on the lineup for this year. We have Ren, who is an artist out of Athens. We have Sailing to Denver, an Americana group. Everyone's local. We have, speaking of local, a group called All the Locals. We
like
also
that.
Have a band called the Georgia Flood. And we have our closer are some sisters that grew up in the area, and their band name is Larkin Poe. I'm personally very excited that they are joining us for this event.
That's really exciting. So where does this event take place?
It takes place at our facility. We are blessed to have a beautiful park and facility at Heritage Sandy Springs. So it will be on the Sandy Springs Society Entertainment Lawn. Got a nice terraced lawn there, and also some area kind of nearby with some courtyard where the beers will be, as well as food and some other activities.
All right, so that's where it's located, and it starts this Saturday the 8th, right?
Correct, yes. So doors open, gates open at 1, and then the music will kick off at 1:15,
okay.
And it will run until 7 p.m.
And the acts are successing?
Yes.
Okay.
So first act at 1:15, music will keep going until 7.
That's really
perfect.
Exciting. Should be perfect,
perfect
weather, should be really nice. Let's talk about the local brewers who are involved.
Yes, so we were excited to bring on a couple more last year. So we've got Red Hair returning. They participated last year. Also Monday Night and Jekyll. We also have Reformation Brewery and Second Self. And we are excited to also welcome Urban Tree Cidery. So for those that aren't quite beer drinkers but still want to come out, they can have some cider.
Well, that's a veritable who's who of the local brew scene.
Exactly.
There's some great companies there.
Is.
And like I said pre-show, next time you do better need to bring some samples, because those are some great beers. So how is that process actually going to work? Are they going to be set up with exhibits and you walk them in tasting, or do you buy it? How's that all work?
Everyone who comes in, there are certain different ticket levels. Everyone who purchases a 21 plus ticket will get some form of a drink ticket as part of that. So there will be some that will be redeemed as complimentary, and then they're welcome to purchase additional beverages as well. We will also have raffle drawings. So with each beer that you purchase, you get a ticket. So you'll be entered into drawing for some swag giveaways, you know, in between the bands.
Oh, very, very cool.
And if you wanted to get a VIP ticket, we have a couple of those left. You will get some more complimentary beverages as well.
Okay. So that's what the VIP gets you. Yes, extra.
And you also get to come up on the upper covered veranda, get kind of overlooking, and also access to indoor restrooms, which is very exciting.
As opposed to porta potties.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that makes the VIP ticket worth every penny. Outstanding. All right. Sarah, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Sarah Poland of Heritage Sandy Springs and Rhythm and Brews.
So you certainly have the Rhythm and Brews part covered. Yes. What about food?
We will also have some local food vendors on site. So we will have our neighborhood favorite Slopes Barbecue, as well as Marlowe's Tavern.
Yummy.
And then we will also have a couple of food trucks. One called the Munster Truck, which has a bunch of different kinds of grilled cheese. I will definitely be visiting their truck.
I'm first in line.
And also a hibachi and sushi truck. And then we will also have Italian ice.
Nice.
So you can cool off with that after you have your
meal. Just keeps getting better and better. Holy smokes. I mean, there's just great food options and great food trucks are just so perfect for events
like this.
That's great. I heard a rumor that there's going to be some cool artists and artisans hanging around too. What's that all about?
We are going to have a couple of vendors on site. We have a jewelry artist called The Literate Lion. She makes very cool hand-stamped jewelry. And then we also have another which makes soap from beer, which is obviously perfect for this event. Their tagline was lather with your lager, which I thought was great.
That's pretty cool.
Then we'll also be joined by the Atlanta Sport and Social Club, and they are going to have fun lawn games for people to play throughout the day.
Cool.
I like that.
Cool.
Well, now, this event, is it a fundraiser for someone?
It is. It's actually a fundraiser for Heritage Sandy Springs, our nonprofit that's putting it on. So, you know, as a community nonprofit, we obviously rely on events such as this to raise funds for us to allow, you know, to do other initiatives, especially we have a big project going on with our historic spring site revitalization and also with the museum. So all proceeds will benefit Heritage Sandy Springs.
So in other words, Carol, when we're listening to music, drinking beer, and eating food, we're doing good things.
Exactly.
Doing good things. Sounds good to me.
The more beer you drink, the more good you do.
In many, many ways. So, all right. Well, I imagine that there are some sponsors that are making this possible that you probably want to recognize.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely could not put this event on without our sponsors. The Sandy Springs Society is a huge supporter of us and everything that we do, as well as the Sandy Springs Hospitality and Tourism Department, Classic Tents and Events, the Fulton County Arts Council, Yelp, Radio 105.7, Capital Investment Advisors, and Optech Family of Companies.
It's a great group.
Well, this sounds like such a great event. I cannot wait to participate. So we've talked about tickets off and on through the broadcast here. So why don't we kind of do a summation here of all the ticket options and how you do that and where you do that?
Right. Yes, we do still have some pre-sale tickets available. They will be for sale online until midnight on Friday, and then people can purchase tickets at the door on Saturday. So we've got Rhythm and Brews tickets for 21+, which does include some drink tickets. We also have Rhythm and Only for those who are DDs or for under 21.
Oh, okay.
As I mentioned, we have some limited VIP passes available, which will give you access to, you know, the covered veranda, indoor restrooms, private bar, some extra drink tickets. And then we are allowing children 12 and under in for free with a paid adult.
Very, very cool. All right. And the website one last time.
Yes. So website is www.heritagesandysprings.org. And our ticket site is actually through Fresh Ticks. So you can go to freshticks.com and look for Rhythm and Brews 2017.
All right. Good stuff. Sarah Poland, the Director of Marketing and Community Events with Heritage Sandy Springs. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Good luck Saturday, and
thank
good luck with this
much.
Great event.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Sarah Poland, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.